Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll look into a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin and go to Athens, Greece, and speak with Irini Espathiou, a Greek-American artist and supporter of Syriza, the new party that opposes the austerity measures that 60,000 Greeks took to the streets yesterday to protest. We will discuss the general strike and today's agreement by the three-party ruling coalition on a package of spending cuts. Then we'll examine the escalating tensions in the East Pacific between China, Japan, and Taiwan over a territorial dispute that has been simmering for over a century. The Washington editor-at-large of The Atlantic, Stephen Clemens, joins us. He co-founded with Chalmers Johnson the Japan Policy Research Institute, and we will discuss how both Japan and China are raising the stakes, with Japan nationalizing the Senkaku Islands and China seeking UN support to expand its continental shelf claim to include the islands. Then finally, we'll speak with a veteran political professional, Stephen Hill, who has been working to reform America's broken election systems for decades. He has an article at The Nation, The Blue State Strategy for Progressive Change, that argues the Democrats should focus on making voting easier in states where they control the governorships and legislatures instead of whining about aggressive efforts on the part of Republicans to suppress Democratic votes in states that they control. Joining us now from Athens, Greece, is Irini Espathiou, a Greek-American artist who is a supporter of Syriza, the new party on the left opposed to the Greek government's austerity measures imposed on the Greek people by the European Union and the IMF. Welcome to Background Briefing, Irini Espathiou.
Hi.
And yesterday there was a general strike in Greece, and there were 60,000 people in the streets of Athens protesting austerity, chanting slogans such as EU IMF out and we won't submit to the Troika, the Troika being the three-party coalition now governing Greece. But apparently today, the three-party troika came up with another austerity measure, another austerity package of cuts. So tell us about, let's start with yesterday. What was it like on the streets of Athens yesterday?
There were a lot of people, like you said. It was a big demonstration. And what actually was even more interesting was that there were big demonstrations in the provinces as well, which is more unusual.
And most of it was peaceful, I take it, but there was a group of masked activists who went after the Etinomia, the paramilitary unit. Is that what they're called?
The MAT. They're the riot police.
The riot police, yeah.
Yeah, it's a known sort of animosity, let's say, between a very small group of protesters and the riot police.
And that, of course, got international headlines with chunks of marble and Molotov cocktails flying around.
Right. It's a sensational image for the news. What happens on a local level is the riot police use it as an excuse to tear gas the entire demonstration. There's a disproportionate use of tear gas towards the entire demonstration rather than just directed at the few troublemakers.
And in terms of the general strike, did the police join in that general strike?
No, unfortunately. They have, the union-affiliated police have had their own demonstrations. They've been pretty vocal.
And politically, where do the police stand?
The majority certainly isn't union-affiliated with a sort of left-wing union. In Athens, high numbers voted for the neo-Nazi party Golden Dawn.
That's a scary prospect, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, Irini Espathiou, who's in Athens, Greece, and a Greek-American artist and supporter of Syriza, the new party on the left, which is opposed to the Greek government's austerity measures imposed on the Greek people by the European Union and the IMF. Alex Tsipras, the leader of Syriza, he is in Brussels, and he was railing against the austerity measures, saying that they weren't working and were leading to the collective suicide of the Greek people and the Greek economy. Is support for him growing in Greece?
It's hard to tell. I mean, public opinion is still pretty fractured, and the polling shows that the all the parties are around the same numbers as they were in the elections. But with the alarming rise of this neo-Nazi party, the Golden Dawn.
So
they seem to be the only people who are polling differently than in the most recent election.
So they're on the rise.
And, yeah.
And Syriza's leader, Tsipras's, call to change the whole nature of the bailout programs itself. He's saying that this program is a dead end, it cannot work, it cannot function. And he's calling instead for a European conference on debt, similar to what was held after the Second World War that resulted in the cancellation of more than half of Germany's debts. Now, is that getting any traction in Greece or in Europe itself?
Well, I'm not sure about the rest of Europe, but the Greek society is essentially bankrupt or on the way there. The Greek people are already bankrupt. Education is falling apart. The healthcare system is falling apart. So I think people find it hard to imagine that something isn't going to change.
And what about the general notion that what will change is that Greece will reach a point where it will say enough is enough and will leave the euro? Is that still on the table?
I don't think people are so concerned about that anymore. I mean, for sure it's a concern, but the more pressing issue of not being able to pay your bills and the kind of unraveling of the social fabric seems to have eclipsed this, it's not working anymore. You're going to leave the euro if you don't do austerity, I think is becoming a less and less convincing argument.
Well,
I mean, it's hard to convince people that don't have any money that it could be worse.
I see. Well, this, of course, is the fifth year of a recession in Greece.
Right.
And unemployment has reached about 25%, has it not?
Yeah, and people are underemployed and they're cutting across the boards, cutting salaries, pensions.
So is there two universes here then, the universe that you're living in, and the universe that Prime Minister Antonis Samaras and his Finance Minister Yanis Stournaris are living in as they hammer out these these packages of spending cuts to meet another deadline and yet another EU bailout?
For sure. But that isn't a surprise. I mean, these people are the political elite that have been running the country for 30 years.
And it sort of doesn't matter who's in charge? In terms of the...
Well, from the two formerly big parties, yeah. Well, they're in a coalition with the left-wing alibi, the Democratic left, a smaller, moderate left party that joined the coalition. So PASOK and Nea Dimokratia are in a... They're affectionately called the internal troika.
The troika, that's what...
The internal troika, as opposed to the external troika.
I see. And what would the external troika be?
Well, the external troika is the European Central Bank, the European Commission, the IMF, all the people who are overseeing our various bailout.
I see. So when the protesters yesterday in the general strike that shut down the Acropolis, halted flights, ferry services, suspended schools, shops, gas stations were closed, hospitals functioned on emergency staff. All that happened yesterday. So the chants on the street, "We won't submit to the troika," referred to both the internal and the external troika.
I would think so, yeah.
I see. So you're living in Athens, a Greek-American artist, Irini Espathiou. So what's your feeling then about the country that you're in? You have an escape exit, right? You can always come back to America.
True.
But something clearly keeps you there. What is it that keeps you there and in solidarity with the Greek people?
Well, although the country is in many ways falling apart and the polarization of society is really difficult, and there's a level of violence just below the surface, which is also upsetting, I think that there is the possibility of change here. I still feel that it's a small country, and it's standing up to a deeply unjust neoliberal policy that is being imposed upon it. So that's, in a way, exciting.
So the notion that the Greek people are being punished because of the corruption and the incompetence of their political leaders and the lenders, the European banks that lent to these crooked politicians, they're not being punished. The crooked politicians are still in power.
Right.
But the people who are expected to pay the price for the recklessness of the lenders and the dishonesty and incompetence and corruption of the borrowers are the Greek people.
That definitely seems to be the case.
And what do you think will change this?
An entirely different approach to pretty much everything.
I see. So you're talking about revolution, right? But you also said that the party that's growing in strength and coming out of nowhere is this New Dawn fascist party.
Well, they can't run a state, though. I mean, they're a gang of thugs, mm-hmm. literally. I mean, with criminal records, and they're a gang of thugs. So
the alternative would be...
They certainly can't run a state.
Right, but the...
Syriza, I believe, can run a state.
Syriza. So that's your hope, that Syriza will become a majority party.
Yeah, and democratically. You know, I don't hope for an uprising with violence in the streets. I hope for a democratic process of change.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us here.
Thank you.
From Athens, Irini Espasiou, and giving us a sense of where things stand. And again, all the best to you.
Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking to Irini Espasiou, who is a Greek-American artist who lives in Athens, Greece. She's a supporter of Syriza, the new party on the left opposed to the Greek government's austerity measures imposed on the Greek people by the European Union and the IMF. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking about the growing tensions between Japan, China, and Taiwan over a small group of islands in the East Pacific.
Jazz!